Sunshine, breezy Sunday, 81, and it keeps on staying nice. Man, sunny 82 Monday, 86 and sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, right around 86 again. So I'm going to stay dry, which I know the fire category, I think we're in the extreme category as far as fire danger goes. Okay. Yeah.
And around windy days like today, that's a concern too.
Yeah, so, and the smoke in the air, again, making for a kind of a wild-looking sunset. You get a big old orange-looking ball out there instead of the usual yellow.
The educator in the room will tell you that the sun is orange all the time, so you should know that.
All right. Well, but the sun is orange all the
time. There we go.
If you say so, maybe I'm colorblind.
That was weather, and it's brought to you by Fremont Roofing. Roofing, siding, gutters, and more. Call 402-727-9400 or text to 980-9400. That is Fremont Roofing. 706, good morning. And we'll get to local news coming up here in just a little bit. But it is our pleasure this morning to be joined by Mark Shepherd, the superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, who gives us our Thursday weekly update. Good to see you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Yep. Doing well.
Doing well. Nice weather out there, that's for sure. One of the things that we're going to talk about here this morning is, you know, how the risk dial affects what's going on with Fremont Public Schools, and the risk dial coming down again.
Risk dial's moving in the right direction.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about it the last couple of weeks. Because it uses 3 weeks worth of data, we always have 2 weeks in the books, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that last week the worst of the 3 weeks was going to roll off. And then this week, another week rolled off, and the one that rolled on actually was viewed more favorably again. So it's definitely trending in the right direction. It's the direction we want it to continue to trend, or, you know, if it stalled out right here for a little while, that'd be okay too. But we're being very vigilant in making sure that our protocol continues to be followed, that our blueprint continues to be followed, and just can't say enough about the efforts of our students and our staff that continue to follow the information that was provided to them and that they had a hand in creating, and it's been good. Three Rivers continues to be a great resource for us, and I think that's really important because the risk dial is based on data. Mm-hmm. And I know in some parts of the country that's not the case, but right here in Dodge County and Three Rivers Public Health, it's definitely based on data.
Let's talk activities a little bit this morning. As far as those that get to attend sporting events or an activity through the school system, I know there are some limitations on some of the things that can occur depending on where you go. If you go on the road or if you have an event at home, how are things going right now through Fremont Public Schools, and do you anticipate any changes?
You know, things have gone well, but it continues to be a challenge for us. When we think about our vulnerability and what we've learned about contact tracing, it really has to do with wearing masks, and then it has to do with the distance for social distancing. And so as we look at vulnerability, we think of two areas. Lunch is one of the challenges. Mm-hmm. Can't eat lunch through a mask, The students do not have masks on during lunch. So we try to create that separation. We try to create 15 minutes or less activities when the students actually have their mask off. And so that helps us tremendously with contact tracing. The other place where we're vulnerable is with activities. And we've seen in the area, a couple of our local sports teams have had to quarantine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you have a high school season, it's not like even the shortened Husker season this year. It's a pretty short season, pretty short window. And so if you have to miss 14 days because of quarantine, you could miss half the season almost right now.
Right.
And so we're really working with our coaches. We're working with our parents. We're working with our student athletes. The protocol remains the same. We're into that level or phase four of the directed health measure of reopening. And I think some people think, well, that means it's just business as usual, and that's not
right.
The case.
Everything's good, yeah.
not quite.
There's a few restrictions that we're able to kind of pull back on a little bit. This Friday night, the football game against Grand Island, we're going to have a student section. It won't be a full student section, but Scott Anderson and Myron Socorro over at the high school, they figured out the social distancing. Students and everybody in the stands will be wearing masks. And they're going to be able to create a student section, which is really good because, it's not just the athletes and the participants that value those Friday night football games. It's part of the social network of our students. Mm-hmm. And As we try to get back to some form of normalcy, it's good to have them back in the stands.
Yep, certainly is. And if you are headed to an activity to watch your child or your grandchild play, do yourself a favor and look ahead to what the restrictions are. Through Fremont Public Schools, we discuss it each week how things are, and things are going to change. I noticed by going to your website that I think softball plays down in Lincoln today. Lincoln Southeast has certain restrictions on who can attend. Mm-hmm. And look ahead.
Really, every school and district within NSAA was to create a plan, mm-hmm. and then submit that to their local health department. Even changes to our plan have to be submitted to the local health department for approval. And so you're really subject to, as you're mentioning, whatever the homeschool's plan is. And we've tried to communicate that to our parents. Sometimes we have people that show up at a game and football, for example, where they think they can just walk in. And the reality is it is limited. And it's limited by the number of people we can fit in our stands. It's limited by, the exposure that's there. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to work with Three Rivers on that. But it's so important. I know Midland had to adjust their plan.
Yeah.
Just yesterday was announced, I heard it on KHB and also in the Fremont Tribune, that they had people that weren't following the plan. And it's really no different than in school. If we have students that aren't following the plan, then there's some consequences. Right. And unfortunately, for some people that really want to, get to a Midland game, it's going to be more limited right now. And ours is already limited. We don't want to have to limit it further. We'd like to reopen a little bit more than what we are currently, but it's really, truly an effort that people just need to cooperate and realize the purpose of trying to keep fall sports going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a number of seniors last year who didn't get to participate. We had an unbelievable boys and girls track teams.
Gosh. Yeah.
that had the opportunity to really make some noise at state that didn't get to run, and right. that was really unfortunate. We don't want to go back there.
Right. Let's talk more about the academic side right now as we move on the academic calendar. About halfway through the quarter, is that right?
We're just a little halfway through the quarter, and things are going very well. But we are beginning to communicate to our parents that if you're on the virtual learning environment and you want to come back, they need to start transitioning towards that end of this first quarter and try to get back into in-session schooling. And so we sent out a communication yesterday. Brent Cudley, who's managing that aspect of our operation, sent out a communication to all the parents and the students, and we did receive some response yesterday. We already had some parents that were inquiring, can I come back now? Do I have to wait till the end of the quarter? And it was designed to be very fluid, and it is very fluid. It's designed to be able to accommodate students that have to self-quarantine. Mm-hmm. It's been designed for, dealing with students who just maybe for whatever reason they aren't comfortable coming back to school, or maybe they have someone within their household who has a jeopardized immune system.
Right. Sure. Health issue would be a big part of that.
Yeah, our design was different than some other school districts. We used our curriculum and our teachers to deliver it, and keeping the same pace as the live in-class learning, so that if a student wants to come back, as long as they've kept pace with the other students, done their homework, done their schoolwork, then they're right on track. When they come back, they really don't miss a beat.
All right, that makes sense. That's for sure. Wrapping things up with Mark Shepherd, superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, as far as the blueprint you're using with COVID-19, you mentioned a little bit before, as going into phase four, just continuing to follow all those restrictions and all those guidelines from the Three Rivers Public Health Department, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the challenges when the governor's office put out the new directed health measure and talked about phase four reopening, and I think people really thought, okay, it's business as usual. Mm-hmm. And we received some calls right away. So now I don't have to wear a mask to a game, or now visitors are allowed back in school and that type of thing to come in and have lunch with my student. And the reality is that's not the case.
Right.
Because I think everybody read that first line of the directed health measure, moving to phase four, reopening. They saw the clip of, a press conference. But they didn't look at the third or fourth bullet statement that said 6 foot spacing and social distancing is still required. Mm-hmm. And so I think we are trying to reopen as a state and as a community. I just think we have to be careful about it because we've learned a lot since last March when this all started. But there's still some unknowns. And I know that OPS has announced they're going to go back into school mm-hmm. live. They're still doing a 50-50 plan. But they haven't even been in school yet this fall. And we've been able to sustain our in-class, in-school instruction. But the reason we've been able to do that is we follow very closely that blueprint that was created with a lot of input. And Three Rivers has taught us a lot about contact tracing and the fact that if you have a mask on and you can have two people sitting side by side and one has COVID and the other one has that exposure, but it's really minimized when you have a mask on. And so right now, I think yesterday I looked at our information. We had no teachers out with COVID. We had 7 out for quarantine. We had 2 students out for COVID where they had tested positive, and then we had 23 students out. That's down from 77 out due to exposure several weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it really has to do with the fact that we're doing a great job of distancing. We're doing a great job of following our protocol.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's good numbers. That's good.
For sure. Last thing that I would mention, mm-hmm. and we continue to mention this, we're going to put some information out tomorrow regarding influenza. Okay. Obviously, as we head into influenza season, flu and cold season, a lot of those symptoms look a lot like COVID-19 symptoms. And so we're going to put information out. We're going to encourage people to get a vaccine. We'll have some sites at our schools, as we do every year. But, you know, if you're sick, you need to stay home. If you have a fever, you need to stay home. We're still checking temperatures mm-hmm. for everyone that comes in the doors, mm-hmm. including at activities. And we don't allow people in that have a fever. Students that have a fever, just like normal, would need to stay home for at least 24 hours fever-free. You know, if you're waiting test results, because we do have people that go get tested, and we've only had one situation that we know about at this point so far this year where a student got tested on a Sunday, they went to school all week, got their results the following Sunday, and they tested positive. Mm. That makes contact tracing much more difficult, and it also, when you look at the number of students that week that we had the 77 out, it wasn't due to one student, obviously, but quite a few of those were due to
right.
one student.
Right, that's how that happens.
Yep. So if you're waiting test results, just stay home till you get results.
Yeah. So yeah, do it now because you know we would like to have a spring where it is normal. I know winter we'll see how the winter goes, but when we get to spring, we'd like it to be normal because if you don't do it now, you may not have a spring either.
Yeah, so, I think everybody's super excited.
Nobody wants to do that over.
Yeah, we're all super excited about Husker football coming back, and they announced yesterday that they're going to have basketball as usual mm-hmm. beginning right around Thanksgiving. And I think the key, though, is we've got to continue to follow the protocol because yep. COVID-19 isn't going away. And, you know, we haven't gotten to a point where it just doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really key. I think people were really disappointed. Husker football is not going to have fans, at least to start the season. But at least we're going to be able to watch it. And
mm-hmm. and listen.
And listen.
And listen. And watch out. Yeah. And yeah. I will tell you this. I listen to Rich a lot, and I think I mentioned this to him a couple times last year during the big run that we had with a year ago with the baseball mm-hmm. with Legion.
Wow.
I was driving up to Minneapolis to see my daughter, and I virtually saw that game in my head as Rich described it. He does a great job.
Thanks. That's very nice of you. Thank you, Mark. So, well, we appreciate you coming in. FremontTigers.org, your website. Make sure you go to there, and you'll get all the information that you need if you're on your computer. So.
You know, one more thing that I did think about, you mentioned the sun and the sunset yesterday, and we did talk with Three Rivers yesterday because we received a couple phone calls about the smoke.
Yeah.
And you'll recall 2 years ago we had to shut down playgrounds. We couldn't run cross-country meets and some of that because mm-hmm. of the smoke. And that was from the Kansas fires,
right.
The grassland fires down there. But the DHHS put out some information yesterday. I think Western Nebraska is going to experience it a little more than we are. Mm-hmm. At least their thought right now is we won't have to have a lot of restrictions. If people do have a jeopardized system for breathing, then they need to take some precautions. But it looks like they're looking at the jet stream, looking at the wind, and hopefully by the end of the week it'll kind of clear out of here too.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for coming
in this
morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you. That's Mark Shepherd, the superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, joining us here with our weekly update. 7:19, time for our local news update with Chris Walls. News this half hour, presented by Deers Ford in Fremont, a Nebraska family business since 1938, offering quality auto sales, service, parts, and body shop.
Good morning. Time for a look at your news. Well, late yesterday, the COVID-19 community risk dials were released by the Three Rivers Public Health Jurisdiction for Dodge, Washington, and Saunders County. And there is an increase. We are back to 2.0 in the overall three-county. When we look at all three counties together, we were at 1.5 the week before. Dodge County actually went down from 1.88 to a current 1.75. Washington County surged up a bit. They were at 1.63 the week before. They're currently sitting at 2.0, and the same goes for Saunders County. Saunders County's increase is due to a large increase in cases, a large event. Washington County's is due to a decrease in contact tracing within the 48 hours. Tara Ewing, executive director of Three Rivers Public Health, says this week we see a significant increase in cases with Saunders County that are tied to a large gathering. She says we need everyone to do their part and stay home if they are sick, quarantine and stay home, and if they have been around a positive individual, get tested if you or your family members are symptomatic. Dodge County now has 1,029 cases of COVID-19, Washington County at 211, Saunders County with 368 total cases. When we look at the months, in September, Saunders County is now at 128 cases. In August, Saunders County had a total of 94 cases. In Washington County, in September, there are 28 cases so far. In August, Washington County had 73 total cases.